Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I have been working with the lymphatic system to help most health problems for over 25 years. By manually improving the lymphatic system in my clients over a few weeks, they see their health problems improve. We all have a lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that cleans our skin, our muscles, our bones, our organs, our blood vessels, nerves, and brain. And unfortunately, we ignore this system until we get cancer. On today's show, I am discussing how to help lymphoma with lymphatic system detoxification. Over the past 20 years, lymphoma cases have tripled. What is happening in our bodies to create this massive growth? I believe it has to do with ignoring the lymphatic system until it becomes toxic and sick, creating cancer. If you have lymphoma, it's important to know how to improve your lymphatic system to keep up with the buildup of cellular waste from the disease, which is you're receiving excess lymphocytes or treatment of chemotherapy and radiation or immunotherapy, which are basically making a lot of cellular waste. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, you can get it now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. This leads to most of our diseases. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and overall health. Understanding this myth science, the fact that we're filling up with cellular waste, I developed bodywork called Lymph Practic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. Lymph Practic will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. And we all need this, especially if you're dealing with lymphoma or some type of cancer. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So what is lymphoma? Lymphoma is a cancer that begins in infection-fighting cells of the immune system called lymphocytes, white blood cells. These are cells in the lymph nodes, spleen, thymus, bone marrow, and other parts of the body. When you have lymphoma, lymphocytes change and grow out of control, creating tumors. There are two main types of lymphoma, non-Hodgkin, which is the most common form of lymphoma, and Hodgkin's lymphoma. Both Hodgkin lymphoma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma are a type of cancer that begins in lymphocytes. The main difference between Hodgkin's lymphoma and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is the specific lymphocyte each involves. In lymphoma, cancer cells are found in the lymphatic system, which is comprised of the bone marrow, lymph nodes, spleen, stomach, intestines, and skin. Most of the lymph tissues are present in many parts of the body, so lymphoma can start anywhere in the body. Symptoms of lymphoma are swollen lymph nodes, often in the neck, armpit, or groin. These are painless. You just see them. You don't feel them. You'll have a cough, shortness of breath, fever, night sweats, fatigue, weight loss, and feeling itchiness. Treatment for lymphoma can be chemotherapy and or radiation therapy and immunotherapy, which can damage cells. Even with more holistic or naturopathic therapies for cancer, the body over time becomes filled with cellular waste and overly acidic from the treatments that are killing cancer, that are killing cells. Research has found that chemotherapy will actually increase the risk of cancers in the body. So, and this happens in lymphoma. You'll see that, you know, from the first year after lymphoma to maybe 10 years, people will sometimes get a recurrence of cancer or cancer in another part of their body. And again, it can happen up to 10 years later. Are other cancers growing because of the damaging cellular environment left behind after lymphoma treatments? Researchers have linked breast cancer to a microbial imbalance in the breast, meaning the cellular environment in the breast became out of balance and damaging to the cells, which really breeds cancer. I believe you can make your treatments much safer and healthier by maintaining your lymphatic system to reduce the buildup of cellular waste, to improve the cellular environment where your cells live. We're a cellular being, and we have to start treating our cells like they're alive. The buildup of waste creates an acidic pH which can limit the lymphatic system's ability to complete circulation, move around immune cells, and perform detoxification of cellular waste to lower your risk of further disease. I'm going to ask you a question, you know, and it's important to know that what system in your body maintains this cellular environment? And, you know, it's the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system, this tiny network of vessels and nodes similar to your blood circulation, must maintain your cellular environment. When the lymphatic system isn't cleaning up, then cellular waste and toxins build around your cells and make them toxic. Before I tell you what you can do to help lymphoma, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic, work I develop that gets to the root cause of your health problem, the buildup of cellular waste. I help most health issues from cancer, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, and problems with the brain. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and natural detoxification, and your life changes. You will feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out our virtual on-demand course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It has 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help improve your lymphatic system. It's really life-changing. So to help lymphoma, you have to improve the functioning of the lymphatic system. This is an immune disease, and you often hear the lymphatic system, you know, they'll call it the immune system. So a big part of improving the lymphatic system is knowing how to balance the pH of the body. And you often hear me talk about pH. pH is the potential of hydrogen. The scale goes from 0 to 14, 0 being very acidic, 7 being neutral, and 14 being very alkaline. And we don't want to be in the extremes of too acidic and too alkaline. We want to be neutral, about 6.5 to 7.5. That's a healthy cellular environment. So it's very important that we check pH. And you do that with saliva, with pH test strips. You check your saliva and urine. And you wait about an hour to hour and a half before after you've eaten anything or having any brushing your teeth or cigarettes, and you check your pH, and you do this a few times a day. You'll be amazed. We're 100 times more acidic, most of us. So to help overcome an illness or lower your risk of disease of cancer recurring, you have to change your diet and lifestyle to improve lymph flow and pH in your body. You can't go through cancer, and I see this all the time. Clients come in and I say, well, anybody tell you to change your diet? Nope, they didn't say anything. They actually told me to eat more because I may lose weight and just eat what I want. Well, you know, we need to balance our pH. It's so important. When we're eating what we want, then we're becoming acidic, which is going to stop our lymphatic system from flowing and limit our ability to heal. So you have to begin thinking of everyday lymphatic system detoxification because we're getting toxic every day. We need to have an alkaline diet, which is more fruits and vegetables, alkaline grains. Limit your regular grains, white flour, pasta, red meat, soda, alcohol, white rice. Even brown rice is acid-forming in the body. Most people don't know that spinach, which they turn to when they're unhealthy, is acid-forming in the body. So we want to put spinach with other, some iceberg lettuce or romaine lettuce or things that you may like to buffer the acid. We want to have more products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, high levels of magnesium. Have some potassium if you're able to, baking soda, green drink. A daily green drink is very powerful. It gives you a lot of nutrients and neutralizes acid. Curcumin is it's the active ingredient in turmeric. It's very powerful and used a lot in cancer in other countries. Omega-3 fish oils are anti-inflammatory. Alka-V6 by Horizon International is a product that I write about in my book and I'm putting in my course. because it makes us very alkaline. It's 13.7 on a pH scale, and we need to be alkaline. It's a very simple product. It's silicone. You put it in water, you drink it, and it helps to put glutathione and nitric oxide back in the body to help reestablish pH. Epsom salt baths are really powerful with baking soda. If you can't take a bath, soak your feet in a third of a cup of Epsom salt and baking soda. This helps to balance pH and puts magnesium and sulfates in the body, which make nitric oxide, and it improves detoxification. You need to be hydrated. If you're dehydrated, your lymphatic system can't flow and can't clean you. Water is the body's way to flush your body of acidity and toxins. Daily exercise to move blood through your intestines. This is how we remove waste, improve circulation. And it's really about, you know, posture. People come into me and they have cancer and they're sitting and they're all slouched over and they're, you know, this is limiting your circulation. This is limiting your ability to heal. So we have to sit straight and understand that our major lymph drains are in our neck, one vessel on either side of our neck. And when we slouch, we're limiting those vessels' ability to flow. So we need to sit straighter. Deep breathing is very important. Every time you take a deep breath, you pull waste through your body, through your lymph system, through your veins. So when we're sitting around and we're not deep breathing because we don't feel well, then we're limiting healing. So the most important step and what I'm going to talk to you about is lymphatic drainage sessions, or what I developed, LymphPractic. It really gets to the root cause of your health problems. It manually and directly begins the process of removing cellular waste, oxygenating your cells, and bringing nutrition to your cells. If you can't get to a lymph drainage therapist, then you need to learn how to do self-lymphatic drainage. This is something I teach in my course. You learn an 8-minute routine, the Ospinsky method of self-lymphatic drainage, and it is powerful. And really, it's every health problem. Because if you have cancer, you may have digestive issues, you may have insomnia, you may have anxiety, you may feel congested and feel pain. So by activating your lymphatic system and taking steps to change your diet and to take making some minor changes to your lifestyle, you're going to improve your chances of, you know, getting over this disease, or at least it not recovering, or recurring or getting worse. So again, activating your lymphatic system, manually activating your lymphatic system is important. You feel it. Clients come to me, they feel horrible. And within one session, they say, what happened? I feel totally different. It's like night and day. It's because I activated a system in their body that is not functioning, and it's limiting our health. So we really need to think about taking steps to activating the lymphatic system by using our hands, by using a lymphatic therapist, by changing our pH, by changing our diet, and then we're taking steps. Then we are taking steps to, again, help our prognosis and to help our future health by balancing tissues in the body, because I truly believe that. You hear this many times. People, they get diagnosed with cancer, they go through treatment, cancer's over, okay, there's no more cancer in your body, and then, you know, years later, they have cancer again. It's because they're not following through. You need to maintain your body, and you see you will do much better. And actually, studies have proven that when people maintain their body, that they have less disease, they do better. So start maintaining your body. If I can help you do that, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. I'll gladly help you. In my office, I put people through, clients through 3 or 4 weeks of drainage, sometimes 1 or 2 times a week, and their life changes. If you need an acid alkaline food chart to see the foods you're eating, if they're acid or alkaline, go to healthylymphsystem.com. It's on the bottom of the page. It's a PDF you can put on your refrigerator. The next podcast will be on explaining how to reduce chronic pain by balancing pH. You know, chronic pain has to do with lack of circulation in the body. And by improving your lymphatic system and reducing, changing your pH, you can make a great difference in chronic pain. I had chronic pain in my sacrum most of my life, and when I upped my levels of magnesium and started draining that area, mostly my abdomen, I started feeling much better. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If you know someone who has cancer, who has a lymphoma or a health problem that they're unable to overcome, tell them about my website, healthylymphsystem.com. Tell them to contact me. I will help definitely change their life. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to help, how you feel, and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I hope this makes a difference in your life. Have a balanced and joyful life.